Divine Office. Friday, Evening Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I ask you, my Look well, all you peoples, and see my suffering.
Look well, all you peoples, and see my suffering.
I trusted, even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted.
How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful.
Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Look well, all you peoples, and see my suffering.
My soul is in anguish. My heart is in torment.
My soul is in anguish. My heart is in torment.
Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant in judgment, for no one is just in your sight.
The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me.
I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought. And to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you.
Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave.
In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul.
Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth.
For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My soul is in anguish. My heart is in torment.
When Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, "It is accomplished." Then he bowed his head and died.
When Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, It is accomplished.
Then he bowed his head and died.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in likeness of men.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, It is accomplished. Then he bowed his head and died.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Christ suffered for you and left you an example, to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us, dead to sin, could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death, death on a cross.
For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death, death on a cross.
When we were his enemies, God reconciled us to himself by the death of his Son.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When we were his enemies, God reconciled us to himself by the death of his Son.
Let us pray. Today we lovingly remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, from which was born new life for the whole world. Let us turn to God the Father and say, by the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Give unity to your church.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Protect our Pope.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Sanctify your people, both clergy and faithful, by your Spirit.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Increase faith and understanding in those under instruction.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Gather all Christians in unity.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Lead the Jewish people to the fullness of redemption.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Enlighten with your glory those who do not yet believe in Christ.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Show the marks of your love in creation to those who deny them.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Guide the minds and hearts of those who govern us.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Console all who are troubled.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Have pity on those who have died.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, Lord.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ Himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Father, look with love upon your people, the love which our Lord Jesus Christ showed us when he delivered himself to evil men and suffered the agony of the cross. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.